going, everybody? I am your host, Matthew Morgan. Welcome to that day of the week. Today I am going to be talking about the Super Bowl, and with me today I have Scott and Pastor Craig. So, you guys, so what do you guys think about Taylor Swift invading the Super Bowl? We'll start with that, and then I have some, score predictions and game predictions from ESPN.
See, you're opening a flank there when you say that, because the only thing I know about the Super Bowl is that it's the Swift Bowl this year, and I'm telling you, she will be performing at the halftime show. She's coming back from Tokyo on Saturday night, which is plenty of time to make a surprise appearance. She will be in a Super Bowl commercial, no doubt in my mind, and this Super Bowl, I'm not saying it'll be the most watched of all time because there used to be three channels. I've said that. I probably shouldn't have said that. But it'll be more watched than any Super Bowl of modern times because of Taylor Swift. And we can talk more about that as we go down the road this morning. But, Pastor, what do you think?
Well, I think it's interesting because usually when you watch the Super Bowl, it'll say, you know, sponsored by, and it'll be, you know, like General Motors or Ford or sponsored by this, sponsored by that. But this year, you know, I've seen ads where it's the Swift Bowl sponsored by the NFL.
Well, and I think it's funny because the football purists seem to be a little angry about this and can't come to terms with the fact that that is what has happened, because the NFL is a hugely powerful conglomerate. But she has overshadowed it. And I've never seen that happen in a Super Bowl. I've seen it happen after a Super Bowl. I mean, I can think of the year where Janet Jackson was in the halftime show and Justin Timberlake pulled her top off and she was supposed to have something on under that top and she didn't. Now, that became the story.
That was the story, but
that was unexpected.
Yep.
But I've never seen where she has mainstreamed the Super Bowl, something that would normally only be hyped up on ESPN and NFL channel and all that, is being hyped on CNN, Fox News, USA Today. It's being hyped everywhere. And interestingly enough, I do believe if she does the halftime show, that will be the story. I think who wins this game is almost inconsequential at this point.
I mean, you're exactly right. As long as I can remember, which is most of the Super Bowls, it's always been the Super Bowl before, and then afterwards, the story was either something about the game, or in some cases, like with Janet Jackson, the story was what happened on the halftime show. But this one, I mean, for 2 weeks, 3 weeks now leading up to it, the story has been anything but football. Now, I'm not a purist, and I'm not a huge football fan, but I think if I was a purist and I was a big NFL fan, I would probably be a little bit ticked that this is happening.
Yeah, but you have to come to terms with it. I can see why people are ticked, but the people who keep denying it, I think that's silly.
Right. Well, I mean, I just think that, like, the actual substance of the people who watch football, like, the actual people who know and care and, like, you know, like the game of football, like, to them, the football is still what matters here. Like, they're going to watch, watching for the game. But most people don't watch football. So, most people see Taylor Swift involved with football. So, they have now linked Taylor Swift to football, but it's the other way around to people who watch football.
I don't think we're denying that the purists care about the football game. What we're saying is the Super Bowl has become a much bigger thing than it normally would be because of one person who's not going to be on the field.
Right.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
I mean,
to be honest with you, I can't name both teams playing in the football game.
There you go.
Whereas previous Super Bowls, I at least knew who
the Chiefs and the 49ers.
I only knew this because Matt said it the other night. And the truth of the matter is I couldn't tell you a player who plays for the 49ers. I could only tell you two that play for the Chiefs, and one is the boyfriend. And the other one, who probably is the better player, the quarterback, nobody cares about him
because
he's not the boyfriend. He should date better.
I mean, I think the people who watch the football and actually care about the football, they talk about Patrick Mahomes more than Travis Kelce.
That's the minority now.
There's even debates on whether or not Patrick Mahomes is going to be the next greatest of all time at the quarterback position.
You know what else is interesting? Is I heard this week that Patrick Mahomes, I believe it was his father, was arrested for a DUI. Did you hear about that?
I have.
And I thought it was kind of interesting because of the thousands of people across America that get arrested for DUIs, none of them makes the news except if you're the father of a famous person.
Oh, well, yeah. So goes the territory.
My brother actually found an article that had a little joke in there, and it says that Patrick Mahomes has now been to the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes' dad now has one more DUI than as many times as Patrick Mahomes has been to the Super Bowl.
It's amazing.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting to me that all these little folderols that have nothing to do with the Super Bowl are becoming the Super Bowl.
I mean, I don't know that, once again, I don't know that it's becoming the Super Bowl.
You'd be surprised.
We're sitting here talking about
That's what we're talking about.
Well, I mean, it's just because, you know, I mean, my brother was supposed to be here, but he's still asleep. He skipped out.
But again, you're a purist. That's the difference. You're a purist. We are not purists when it comes to football. So we're just telling you what we know as being in the world.
Right.
And it's nothing about the game.
No.
I think, I mean, that's upsetting to me. You know, I wish that that more people cared about the game of football before Taylor Swift got involved.
But I would think, even if I was a football purist, if she was raising your sales, if she was raising your ratings, if she was raising your visibility, why not take it?
I am taking, because, like, honestly, like, I was looking at stats earlier, and it's like 8% of girls between the age of 17 to 18 have now, ages between 12 to 18 in girls have now gone up like 8% in NFL viewership.
Think about that.
Yeah. And in NFL viewership for all games, not just Chief games, are now up 7%.
And see, as far as the NFL is concerned, this is like the greatest thing that's happened to them. They probably couldn't.
They love it.
They probably couldn't come up with a campaign of advertising that would increase the viewership and the interest in girls of that age 1%.
Never.
But to have this, you know, bring it up 8% or anything, you know, the fact that they're getting more interest in the Super Bowl and the NFL, I mean, they have to love it.
But does it die when she goes away?
I think that a good portion of it will, but yes. I think there'll probably be some people who ended up actually liking the game and stuck and will end up sticking around. But I don't think it'll be anywhere near the 8% or 7% that is currently. I mean, I don't know, because the 7% is on all games. So I don't know why you'd be watching all games as a Taylor Swift fan, knowing that she's only going to be at the Chiefs game.
But take it while you got it.
That's right. Strike while you got hot.
And do you feel she's going to be in the halftime show?
Oh, I'm sure she is.
Has to be.
I'm sure she
has to be.
I don't think she's going to be in the halftime show.
What is this belief you have? Why?
The NFL does not pay people to be in the halftime show.
I don't know. She's not going to charge them.
And the NFL has asked her to do the halftime show.
But isn't that the drama? Isn't that the drama of it all?
She said no.
I don't care if they pay her or don't pay her or whatever. I have a feeling that one way or another, she's going to have some involvement in halftime. She's probably not going to do a show, but
I think they'll probably point the camera at her.
Well, I think she'll even have a reason to get down on the field.
She'll have to.
They'll bring her down on the field. Maybe she's going to introduce who's ever doing the halftime. Who's supposed to do the halftime show?
Usher.
Oh, well, they're going to need help anyway.
Yeah. She'll introduce Usher or something. Or she'll come on at the very end for the closing, you know, whatever. I guarantee you, they've got it worked out that she's going to be involved somehow.
Has to be.
Yeah.
If she's not, that's the story the next day.
I don't think
she wouldn't turn down the opportunity.
She already did. She turned down the opportunity to be the halftime show.
Right, but she's not going to turn down an opportunity to be involved in that.
Why would she turn down the opportunity to be the halftime show?
She's Taylor Swift.
But she wasn't.
This does not be part of the
Yeah, but you got to understand there's a misnomer here, because this all happened when she turned it down. She wasn't dating a player. She wasn't dating a player who was in the Super Bowl, and she wasn't already going to be at the Super Bowl. Different.
I mean,
yes. Excellent points.
Yes.
I mean, she might, I don't know if the NFL asked her. I don't know when the NFL asked her. But just to my knowledge, they have asked and she has said no.
Yeah, but not this year.
Maybe they have asked her this year.
I don't think they have. I think they have, and I think the answer was yes, and I think they're not talking about it.
The answer was no, and then they got Usher.
And it all depends, because obviously they would have asked her early in the season, because they got to have this all lined up.
Yeah.
And like Scott said, you know, whenever it was that they asked her, she didn't know that her boyfriend was going to be in.
Well, I mean, I don't know how long in advance they set up the halftime show, but I know that
I guarantee you they're working on next year's now.
They already select like the where the Super Bowl is going to be at like 5 years in advance.
Oh, yeah.
Like something crazy
like
that.
Do you understand? Okay, first of all, you got the what usually is one of, if not the most watched telecasts all year going to happen. It's live. Anything can happen. You've got the number one singer, performer in the world there. Going to be at the game. You know she's going to be at the game. She is a singer. You've got the most watched music performance of the year happening in the center of your game. If you don't do so, if she just sits up in that box like she has all year round, the NFL will be panned, they'll be dinged, they'll look like morons.
I don't think it's the, I mean, if the NFL has asked her to do it, and she said, no, I don't know how the NFL is going to look like morons.
But how do we know that she's done that?
They may have paid Usher double to not sing.
Yeah, stay home.
They
should have paid him double not to sing anyway. They're probably going to increase the ratings. Right. It can't happen. And not to mention all the other things that the news she's going to endorse somebody. Well, how's she going to do that if she can't speak? You know, she cannot just sit in that box like she has. It ain't going to work.
I don't think she'll endorse anybody either.
At
the game.
I don't think she'll endorse anybody, but I think she will be involved.
I don't know about all that.
I tell you what, if it doesn't happen, there's going to be a lot of angry people.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said earlier, I think people are just going to have to get angry then.
I don't think the NFL wants that. She's got to realize that, too. She's not a dummy. She's not sitting around not seeing this press. She's got to realize
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, she didn't get where she is by being stupid.
No.
And missing opportunities.
No.
I mean, I don't think she needs the opportunity.
She doesn't. But
she's not going to turn down an opportunity this big.
She has. Before.
But she wasn't dating a player in the Super Bowl. She wasn't going to be there anyway.
The circumstances were different.
I'll tell you, it's just like, I'm trying to think of something of the past that would be equatable to this. But if you have a Super Bowl, and let's say President Biden is a big fan, and he shows up at the Super Bowl, if somebody doesn't go throw a mic in his face at some point during that game, you're going to look like an idiot. What are you going to do, just pay him the hey, there's the president. There's Joe. There's Phil. No, you can't do that.
I mean, why not?
Because you look like a moron. You're ignoring the relevancy of everything.
I mean, if she doesn't want to talk or she doesn't want to do the halftime show, then I don't think she's going to.
That would be the only way, but I don't think that's the case.
You know what else is interesting? This is the first Super Bowl that I can remember where the top story leading into the Super Bowl, or one of the big stories leading into the Super Bowl, has not been the TV commercials.
Right, and isn't it also interesting that coming out of this game, and we don't know yet, but Monday morning, I bet you the score will not be the story.
Right.
Like I said, on the television show the other night, which dropped today, by the way, go to YouTube if you want to watch it, search Exchange. But if the Chiefs win, that's the story, that mm-hmm. they won. Taylor mm-hmm. Swift's boys won. If they lose, the story is the consoling of the boyfriend as he loses. They cannot not win.
I mean, you could disagree. I mean, I think in terms of publicity, maybe they can't lose, because I think the 49ers are going to be overshadowed in terms of Taylor Swift media anyways. But, like, I don't think that Taylor Swift is...
And the 49ers are going to be seen as the team that beat the Chiefs, and that's not going to be a good position for them to be in.
I think it will be.
Not for the Taylor Swift fans.
I mean, I don't think Taylor Swift fans are, for the most part, probably inconsequential to the game of football.
No, but I think Taylor Swift fans are more adamant than 49er fans.
It's because they're part of a cult.
Well, Say what you want. They'll be there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and nobody's talking about the commercials.
No, nobody cares, but I bet she'll be in a commercial. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think she'll be in a... I mean, I don't know. She might be in a commercial, but...
How... If you are running the NFL, and you know that you have got the most successful person
the
in media...
put up the commercials. They just sell the ad time.
Right. Well, no, the NFL's got some spots in there for the NFL. So you're telling me you are... running the NFL, you're running the Super Bowl, and you know already in attendance is the most famous media personality, money-drawing personality, who's already affected your game and your sales all season long at that game, and you're just going to, I'm not even going to ask her to do anything. She can just come and sit up there, and that's okay. You think that's really what they're thinking?
I mean, I think that they have asked her to do things before.
No, this year. You think knowing this, that she's going to be at the game, and this is her biggest year. Time Magazine Person of the Year, this relationship more popular than all the rest, surpassing Elvis on the Billboard chart. Oh, she's there. We don't want to bother her with anything. We're not going to ask her anything.
I just don't know what the chances are that they. I mean, they might. I don't know. I mean, they might ask her something, maybe. But like, I don't think she's going to be in the halftime.
When's the last time the Time Magazine Person of the Year went to the Super Bowl? I never saw Joseph Stalin at the Super Bowl or Adolf Hitler or Roosevelt.
I saw Hitler at the Olympics.
And when they didn't use him, look how that turned out.
Has Taylor Swift ever done commercials for anything? I mean, has she ever
I
been?
Has
she ever done a Coke commercial or anything like that? Because I could see, you know, if she's in the past ever done a commercial for something, I could see a commercial showing up this Super Bowl. They could even do it live.
I believe this is her chance to either mock the idea of her engagement. I can see that.
Okay.
Or it's a chance for her to mock the political people. Because she could go, this is my, very seriously, this is my time. I'm going to endorse and then say a product. If a business did that, they'd be very, very smart. Now, I don't think she'd endorse a beer or something, who are usually big sponsors, but I think she would endorse, like, Lay's potato chips over Ruffles, and I think she could get a lot of mileage out of that, and she could make the news people look very stupid.
Pepsi over Coke.
There you go. Perfect. And if I was running those companies, I'd be doing that.
Yep. Absolutely.
So you think that they're going to set it up like she... So you think that she's going to be in... Well, I don't know that you necessarily think, but you think they should... Make an ad.
I think they have.
And then set it up. Okay, so you do think they have.
Well, I think it's... Yeah.
So you think that the ad that's going to play with Taylor Swift at the halftime, in the Super Bowl, is going to be her, like, pantomiming, like she's going to endorse a political candidate.
Yep.
And then instead it's going to be a product.
Yeah, because that's satire, and it's great satire.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'd be...
It'd be the number one... They'd be talking about the commercials the next day.
I think it'd be a
good... And I'll tell you, if you're Pepsi... You'd sell more Pepsi the next day. Think if you are Pepsi and you're number two to Coke, you'd pass Coke.
Yeah. You know, here's what's amazing to me. So we've been doing this for, what, almost 15, 20 minutes?
Exactly.
Okay? And any other Super Bowl, you get three guys on the radio the Friday before talking about the Super Bowl, and they're talking about the quarterbacks, they're talking about the running backs, they're talking about the coaches, and... This year, what are we talking about? We're talking about Taylor Swift.
And not to harken back to the last 2 hours, because we've done that show, but do you understand the fact that this woman did not pay condolences via social media to somebody who died is a story? That people... How many calls did we have this morning that felt strongly about this? I mean, this is Taylor Swift's world right now, like it or not.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that. That's a sad outlook for the world right now.
Well, see, I think there are people who knock her and then people who say, well, hey, she's a great marketer.
No, not to knock Taylor Swift. I just feel like we've got better things or bigger things to worry about right now than what Taylor Swift or who Taylor Swift is and isn't consoling.
Yeah, but we made her. That's what I don't understand, like, in politics. I don't understand.
No.
Nobody hires these people.
I didn't make
we
her.
We elect them.
They made her. I didn't know Taylor Swift was this big of a thing until you brought it up the first time on the radio station. I was like, Taylor Swift is this big now, huh?
Oh, you couldn't have gotten through...
No, I definitely did.
Maybe at that time, but you could not have gotten through the last 6 months and be unaware.
I still have yet to read an article dealing with Taylor Swift.
So you who watches football,
do you read any articles?
Yeah. I read articles about football.
Okay. You know, she's not politics. Popped up in any of them? She's in both of those things right now. Heavy.
Not the things. I guess just I'm not going out of my way to find Taylor Swift related things.
No, and neither do I. I don't go out searching Taylor Swift, but she's just there.
I haven't found it.
I don't go out searching Taylor Swift either, and I listen to a very narrow thing as far as podcasts and news that I get. And, like, it came across my feed that, you know, that Sean Hannity had a show about the whole political effect that Taylor Swift was going to have. And I'm like, what is happening?
That's it. And the point, but I do believe... And just to bring it up, because this has become a Taylor Swift show, again, not a Super Bowl show, even if we spent the rest of this show talking about the Super Bowl, it would not match the time that we've spent talking about Taylor Swift. But it is interesting to me that there does seem to be a concerted effort since the beginning of the year to knock her over silly things, which tells me somebody's scared of something, because they're trying to knock her down before something happens, and I would guess it's the political endorsement, but that's that.
What has happened to knock down Taylor Swift?
They've went after her heavy on Fox News about Super Bowl, this political endorsement, and she's been indoctrinated. Fox News was the first run and really the only news source of any substance to run the PSYOP story that she put up by Biden and the Pentagon to win the election. And now they're attacking her over Toby Keith, who was very right-wing, enough to Photoshop Saddam Hussein in a picture. He died. That's very unfortunate, but they're using his death to bang her for that. And so there you go.
And what are they're criticizing her for what?
Not saying RIP.
And... why should she? I mean, why does she have an obligation to say anything about Toby Keith's death?
I didn't understand. Because his label signed her in the beginning.
I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. Like, so are we going to start? Well, you know, this famous actor didn't give condolences to Toby Keith, and this famous. I mean,
nobody cares about. Like I said, every country. Star who ever worked with him or met him, and that's, I think she met him once,
yeah.
Did not give condolences, right. I guarantee it.
Right.
But she, it's important, because they're taking a knock, they're taking a dig, and I don't know why they're trying to dig her so heavy all of a sudden.
Right.
Why do? My opinion.
Yeah.
But that's what it is.
Which is ridiculous. But, you know, I think you've got a point there, because, you know, if they're going to knock her, then there are probably 20 other stars that they should be knocking for the same thing.
And isn't that silly? I mean, why are we doing this? If you believe you know where she stands politically, why do you have to knock her? And she's got the biggest stage on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that the 49ers and the Chiefs probably have the biggest stage on Sunday. Yeah.
You gotta give it to her, though. I mean, don't you have to give it to her? I mean, I am not a Swiftie, clearly, and I have not always been positive toward Taylor Swift, but boy, you really gotta give it to her at this point, because she has set herself up to be on the most watched telecast with a player in that game. She has put herself in the political world and not offended a whole lot of people in the process. She, you know, there's something going on in her brain.
So the question is, when her star falls, will she be graceful about it, or will she fight and scratch to hang on and get it back?
You know, I don't know at this point if it can fall like others have.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you pass Elvis Presley, I think you're in a different pantheon.
I think there's always that term, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
She's not always going to be number one, but what I'm saying is...
Like, for instance, look at Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Was, you know, a huge star, and she's, you know, not as big now, but yet it's been there's been nothing that brought her down, so to speak.
Madonna. Controversial, but everybody knows the name.
Right.
And she still tours and can still draw a crowd. Cher, mm-hmm. Same type of thing.
Yeah.
I think she'll be that. She's earned a place
mm-hmm.
in the history by drawing super huge crowds, and even in her old age, she will be able to fill theaters just because of the size of the crowds that she drew in her heyday.
Yeah. So when she's 60, she's out there playing, and there's all this 60-year-olds in the audience.
Yes, that's it, and that's what it'll be. That's what it'll be. I mean, I went to an Oak Ridge Boys concert a few years ago, and heaven knows they were far past their prime at that point. But you know what? Because they were so super popular and had such hits, they could still get that group.
Yeah.
How many people were, or how many, younger people were there?
At the Oak Ridge Boys?
Yes.
Some, because I think their parents and their grandparents brought them, and they still understood the music, but it was not primarily young.
I think it was about one or two youngsters to every five dinosaurs.
Exactly. But you know what? I will tell you this, and it's just an odd fact here, a sidebar, is that somebody who I sold out the Palace Theater twice in one day, it's the only person I've ever known who's done this in the history, and somebody can correct this, Palace seats 1,400 people. So that's 2,800 seats in one Sunday, and this was, I would have to say, you'd say in the twilight of their career, because this person was either in their late 60s or early 70s, was Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
And probably, you know, he sold it at the Palace Theater out twice in one day. And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'd be willing to bet that it's a minority of performers that even sell out the Palace Theater once.
Right. And why was this doable? Because Bill Cosby, for 5 years in the 80s, had the number one show far and away. 30 million people watching every week. So even though this was the early 2000s, 15, 20 years after he had the number one show, when you have that kind of people tuning into you at one point in your life, you never lose it, totally.
And I'll tell you something, too. Bill Cosby today could do that same thing if he hadn't run into... If he hadn't run into the trouble he ran into, I guarantee you, you know, he would sell it out today.
Now, should we give condolences to him when, God forbid, he goes, or is that going to be trouble?
Well,
it'll be trouble if you give him condolences.
Yeah, well, you got to figure out which side of the controversy you want to be on.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, for another day, because this is Matt's show, but will his castmates say he was a great guy? I don't know. Mm-hmm. He started him.
I don't know anything about the Cosby Show.
Well, a lot of people do. Ask your mom. Ask your mom. I bet she remembers it.
Before,
maybe we should do the halftime show.
Maybe.
Bill Cosby, that would get attention.
I don't think the NFL would like the rep that they would get from that.
Maybe you could do the pudding commercials or something.
with the last 13 minutes we got here, I wanted to talk about this. I found an article on ESPN. They asked 64 experts who weighed in. And
this is about the game.
It is. Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know there was one going on. I know there's a Taylor Swift concert going on Sunday night.
Who they favored between the Chiefs and the 49ers.
Oh, is that who's playing?
It is. So between the 64 of them, 49, 76%. Said that they think that the Chiefs are going to win.
Now, wait, what's that again?
76.6%.
Wow. Of the experts.
So there were 64 experts.
Well, now, you told me the other night that the 49ers were a shoe-in to win this. Scores and how they've played all season, it was them.
I mean, apparently the experts disagree with me, but they also all...
I'll tell you why they disagree with you, but go ahead.
The experts also all said that Dallas was going to beat Green Bay, and that didn't happen. And they all also said that... I do believe they all said that the Browns were going to beat the Texans. And at the very least, I think they said that the Ravens were going to beat the Chiefs, but that didn't happen.
But this is the Super Bowl, and that is an overwhelming that's better than three quarters of the experts.
These are like football experts or sports experts or... They have degrees in soybean genetics.
I could go over a few here. So we have a Bills reporter, a writer, a Bengals reporter, a Steelers reporter.
Okay. So you're telling me that that's not part of the Taylor Swift effect either?
I mean, it might be. I personally believe that the 49ers probably have this game under wraps.
But so now what we're saying is the 49ers win, which you're saying they're the better team.
I think they are.
It's an upset. In people's eyes.
Right. If they win, even though statistically they're a better team.
Yeah. But according to the statistic makers who make their life on
I don't even think you got to look at the statistics.
That's 24% of people think the 49ers will win. That is horribly low.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You don't even got to look at the statistics. Like, the 49ers have, I mean, they have brand, like, if you just look at the superstar players and as far as the Chiefs versus the 49ers, the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, they have Travis Kelce, and they have Isaiah Pacheco. I guess Rashee Rice is emerging, too. He's a rookie. But the 49ers have Christian McCaffrey. They have Brandon Ayuk. They have George Kittle. They have
Joe Montana.
Nope.
Steve Young. Steve Young played for him.
He played for him a while.
Jerry Rice.
They'd be like, they should get them on the field on Sunday. It might help.
I don't think so. I think that might be a little.
No, but 24%.
A phone call.
Oh, I hope it's Taylor.
You're on caller.
Oh, nothing like being on. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. I'm almost 3 hours in now to talking about Taylor Swift, and I came in to change the vibe, as Kirsten says.
I mean, I just had to, See, I wanted to talk about the NFL, but they don't know too much about the NFL, so I had to, you know, fill
it in.
I had to fill it in with the fill in the gaps there with the Taylor Swift stuff.
I can guarantee the caller that the next hour and the 1 o'clock hour there will be no mention at all of Taylor Swift.
Oh, the ratings will drop, so you got to keep them up.
Well, at this point in time, folks. I hate to be the one to break it to you, but there's only one thing left to do.
Oh, not again.
Somebody asked for it. What do you think that there
is? I know it's coming.
What do you think we could do at this point in time, you guys?
what is it?
Yes. Thank you, Matt. Shake it off. Bye, guys.
See you.
Bye-bye. There you go. Case in point.
Alrighty. Well, so what do you guys think about the overwhelming predictions here?
I think it's right.
You think the Chiefs are going to win?
I think that most people think they are. Yes. Do I think they're going to win?
Yeah.
I think they've got the momentum.
I mean, I think both teams have the momentum. They made it to the Super Bowl.
No, but they've got a lot. I mean, they've got not only Kelce there, they've got his brother up in the box as well, who apparently likes to jump shirtless and drunk.
Yeah, Jason Kelce's pretty cool.
Yeah, they've got him there. They've got Mom, who's become a star now because of Taylor Swift. They've got Taylor Swift there, and I'm sure she's going to bring her celebrity friends.
Yeah, see, but they're not playing the game.
No, but that gives you momentum. I mean, you don't want to lose in front of that.
I mean, yeah, but like...
That's like bringing your high school teacher to your graduation and then tripping across the stage when you go. You don't want to do that.
You know... So there was a kid who he didn't do it, but we tried to bribe him to. When I graduated, we wanted to pay this kid, one of my friends. We tried to offer this man $50 to trip and fall up on the stage, like purposefully, but you know, just to do it because it would have been funny. But he didn't do it.
You don't think the Chiefs have more to lose than the 49ers?
I mean,
we don't even think the 49ers are going to win.
I think the 49ers are going to win.
But the experts don't, so they've got diminished expectations.
Yeah, but what do the experts know?
Well, apparently they set the odds.
So yeah, the majority of them did say that the 49ers were going to lose the game, but it was going to be a close game. Let's see. The most common predicted final score was 27-24.
So that's close.
They only projected the win by a field goal.
So they're that's kind of how they're covering themselves. They're Chiefs are going to win, but it's going to be close.
Yeah, I would think that they would win because that's a Cinderella story and people like that.
The next closest picked one was 27-21. They were only difference by one pick, but. So, yeah, it's looking like they think it's going to be a close game. I think it'll probably be a close game, but I think that the 49ers will win. They just have the big play ability. They have Brandon Ayuk. They have Debo Samuel. They have Christian McCaffrey. They have George Kittle. They got Brock Purdy, who, I mean, he's young. He's fast. Like, they're good. I think that Kyle Shanahan, their head coach, is one of the better head coaches in the NFL, and I think that his system is very good.
Did anybody watch the 49ers-Lions game 2 weeks ago? The 49ers and the Lions 2 weeks ago, that playoff game?
I do believe I did, yeah. I would have to... I mean, which one is that? The score.
I think the 49ers won.
Yeah, that was the game.
Oh, yes. I know. Well, obviously, the 49ers won.
I'm just filling the gap there.
That was the game where where the Lions got out to a big lead at halftime.
Yep, yep.
And then the 49ers came back and closed the lead, and then the Lions almost won that game. I just wondered if anybody else watched it, because that actually was a very good game to watch.
I couldn't remember. Yeah, I
because you didn't know who was going to win the thing.
I couldn't remember which game it was. I assume that's why you had brought it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So I actually looked it up. In the first quarter, the Lions put up 2 touchdowns. The 49ers put up none. In the second quarter, the Lions put up a touchdown and a field goal. The 49ers put up a touchdown.
Right.
And then in the third quarter, the Detroit Lions put up no touchdowns, and the 49ers put up. It looks like 2 and a field goal. And then in fourth quarter, the Lions put up a touchdown, and then the 49ers put up another touchdown and a field goal.
Yeah.
Don't you think, though, if the 49ers do that in this particular game, it'll get them heat?
Well, no, the 49ers have been doing this all...
Yeah, but this is a whole different thing.
I mean, is it, though? I mean, the 49ers have been... the 49ers are... a better second half team than they are a first half team, period, anyways. That's how that's been through. They like to, it almost seems like they like to play from behind.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If they get behind, it's honestly more so on whether or not the KC defense can hold up on the offense.
So who has a better defense?
I would think the 49ers. They have Fred Warner. They have both Nick Bosa and...
former LSU player.
And Chase Young. Also former LSU player.
So if the Chiefs win, what do you chalk that up to?
I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, Patrick Mahomes already has, I think, 14 playoff wins in his career, and he's still young. The Chiefs have had a comeback ability since Patrick Mahomes has been at quarterback. Like, I think a few years ago, they put up, 2 or 3 touchdowns to go into, overtime. Or go up by half or something like that. I don't remember the exact circumstance. But they straight up had like 3 or 4 minutes to do it. And they put up 4 touchdowns in 5 minutes. Which was outstanding.
So, there's no surprise either way.
I wouldn't bet on the... if I had to bet, I'd bet on the 49ers to win the game. But I wouldn't bet on this game. I wouldn't bet against Kansas City. But I also would rather bet... for the 49ers.
So there's no real maybe this is why...
I think there's a real toss-up here. This is going to be a good Super Bowl.
But is that a good Super Bowl?
Nobody wants to see one team get absolutely blown out in Super Bowl.
No, but going in, you want an underdog. Because then if the underdog can pull it off, that's great.
You don't want an underdog. Because then, with an underdog, you provide the opportunity that one team is going to get blown out.
Yeah, but you also provide the opportunity
for a big upset.
Yeah, big upset.
No, I mean, you could also look at this in the... Okay, so let's go back to college football. When there a few years ago, TCU went to the National College Championship. TCU, never been. As a matter of fact, I think they were the first Catholic school to go to even the playoffs. And they made it to the national championship game, and they got absolutely creamed.
But what if they hadn't?
Absolutely stomped on.
What if they hadn't?
That'd have been a big deal.
Bigger story.
Yeah.
Yeah, but instead the game ended up being really poor, and a lot of people tuned out because it was 7-52.
Well, that happens too.
No, not in the Super Bowl.
Oh, there have been Super Bowls where if the first half is...
I have seen more defensive Super Bowls than I have offensive Super Bowls.
Look how big a story it was when a underdog. I had his name, Buster Douglas.
Knocked out Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. I mean, Mike Tyson was unstoppable. He was creaming people every time, and along come Buster Douglas, and
knocked him out.
And it was a huge story.
Bigger than any Mike Tyson fight prior to that. And yes, you always... And Mike Tyson fights were blowouts. And yeah, you have the opportunity for a blowout, but you also have the opportunity for a huge upset.
Mike Tyson won one of his fights in a knockout in like the 27 seconds or 31 seconds of the first round. I mean, literally, if you were a minute late turning on your TV, you'd have missed it.
If there's no upset, what's the excitement?
Yeah.
I think the excitement is the fact that it's going to be a good game and the score is going to be pretty evenly matched. And I think that the better the game, the more people are going to want to watch.
People are watching this. It could be the 49ers playing the custodial staff of that play. They're still watching this game.
But with 7 seconds left, I wanted to thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed, and enjoy the rest of your day. Join us at noon.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our...